Well, Wednesday night was particularly frenzied because we had three stories that came out with quick succession, one after the other, all of them having the quote-unquote former official, former administration official, the ubiquitous presence. And they're just about all of them are alleging that this administration is doing something that we didn't do, that this particular aspect of how the administration functions is certainly not how we function. I'm not entirely sure it's destabilizing so much as it is an effort to rehabilitate the Obama White House, particularly the foreign policy establishment, which left with a cloud hanging over it. The context is the Obama administration left a trail of breadcrumbs for investigators to discover related to this Russia scandal. If anybody wanted to look into this information, a lot of it was the classification was reduced, or some of it was, you know, they just allowed people to see information that they didn't want to see. And what you're referring to is transcripts that were apparently taken of calls that were intercepted to Russian officials, which is apparently standard, but the fact that those were transcribed and related to reporters is far from it. This is the kind of thing that we're talking about, and it's being presented as noble and virtuous, and it's valuable information. Don't get me wrong, I'm not making a judgment there. But at the same time, it's not normal. This is very unique. And that's what's disturbing about this sort of thing. What we know about the Flynn situation is that this information came from likely foreign administration or former administration officials, and that it was very sensitive. And how did they get their hands on it, and why did they relate it to the press? We can only know that it's political in nature. I mean, it's presented as such that this administration is very deeply concerned, the last administration is very deeply concerned about the allegiances of members of this current administration, and that's fine. But we're also not investigating the fact that the last administration was criticized very heavily by members of the press, by people on Capitol Hill, by the Hillary Clinton campaign for not responding as forcefully as they should have to the Russian attacks, or the Russian hacks, rather. So the fact that there's a careerist element to this probably deserves a little bit more scrutiny than it's received.